Welcome to another edition of In House. I'm your host, Jeremy Peterson. Great show on the way today as we get to the latest release from Echo and the Bunnymen. The band is set to take on the West Coast leg of their U.S. tour, and they're playing Boise tonight, hitting the Big Easy. The original members of the band are down to two now. It's Ian McCullough and Will Sargent, and Siberia is Echo and the Bunnymen's latest. Their fourth since their 1997 comeback. We'll get to new music from Echo and the Bunnymen, as well as a couple of classics today on the show. Also have brand new music from Bell and Sebastian. It's the first we've heard from The Life Pursuit. It's their album out early in 2006. They're back on Matador Records. We'll get to that one from Bell and Sebastian. Also the Arctic Monkeys, who are kind of the next big anointed UK thing. They don't have a full length out yet. I understand they're putting one out in 2006, but we'll get to something from the Arctic Monkeys today as well. All that, as well as Soft, a band from New York City, coming up. Stay tuned. It's interesting these days. Several bands, probably best associated with the 80s, are enjoying renaissances in the last few years. Echo and the Bunnymen among them, as well as the likes of The Cure and New Order. And I thought we'd start off with one from New Order's heyday going way back. It's Temptation kicking off the show.
Thank you.
Back in house now, music coming up today from Echo and the Bunnymen, the band hitting Boise tonight, playing at the Big Easy, currently touring the U.S. in support of Siberia, their latest release, and as I said, fourth in the second wave of Echo and the Bunnymen. They disbanded for several years in the 90s before getting back together in 97. We'll hear that new album as well as some classic stuff from them today. Also have a new Bell and Sebastian tune to get to, good stuff from an upcoming album called The Life Pursuit out in 2006 from the band. Start this first set off with music from Soft, a band from New York City. They've just released their debut EP, self-titled The Soft EP. This tune called Higher.
It's too soon. It's been hours now, and you
brand new music there from Rogue Wave, from Descended Like Vultures. Bird on a Wire, the opener from that, and Soft, the band from New York City, right before Higher Coming from their debut EP. That's a self-release and just out from Soft. Well, this is brand new stuff from Belle and Sebastian, another one of the more anticipated new releases of the coming year. The band kind of continues its transformation into almost a good times party sounding kind of band. Certainly a different sound than they were perfecting in the mid to late 90s. The new album is called The Life Pursuit. Finds them back on Matador Records, where they've done some of their best work in the past. And again, early out in 2006. This one from it, from Belle and Sebastian, Another Sunny Day.
You beg your pardon. I took a photograph of you in the herbaceous border. It broke the heart of men and flowers and girls and trees. Another rainy day, we're trapped inside with the train set. Chocolate on the board, steamy windows when we met. You forever, there'll never be another century.
There's no time to think about the weather when there's something inside of me. There's something inside of me. Something inside of me. And now I can't look back. The invisible invasion. It's like a stranger strangled on the mall. Into the void, for now I'm gone. 5 in the morning, I'll be knocking at your door. With something inside of me. With something inside of me. Something inside of me. And now I can't look back. Supposed to be when something inside of me feels like I'll be wanting you forever. There'll never be another century. No time to think about the weather when there's something inside.
Music there from The Coral from their 2005 release, Invisible Invasion. Something Inside of Me from the band, and new stuff from Belle and Sebastian right before from The Life Pursuit. It's out February 7th here in the U.S. on Matador Records, and the tune from that, Another Sunny Day from Belle and Sebastian, and sounds like another great one from the band. You're in-house, you can find more of us online. It's inhouseradio.blogspot.com. There are playlists, MP3s, podcasting photos, and probably other things there too, inhouseradio.blogspot.com. Echo and the Bunnymen playing Boise tonight. We hear music from them when we come back in-house. House now, Echo and the Bunnymen playing the Big Easy in Boise tonight, touring in support of their latest release called Siberia. It's the fourth album since their comeback, which began in 1997, kind of the second wave of Echo and the Bunnymen. The band down to two original members, although they are the core songwriting team. It's Ian McCullough and Will Sargent, and the band, having been started in the late 70s, been around for a while, originally obviously associated with acts like the Psychedelic Furs and New Order and The Cure, and all three of those bands actually still around and putting out new music. But we'll start with one that's a classic from the band that goes all the way back to 1984's Ocean Rain from Echo and the Bunnymen. It's The Killing Moon.
Take me
From Echo and the Bunnymen, that one coming from the new album Siberia, It's Stormy Weather, and right before The Killing Moon, going all the way back to 84's Ocean Rain, about 20 years separating those two tunes, although you can't really tell, as the new album being compared very, very favorably with some of their early work, and apparently their live shows, well, they still got that too. I've read some very positive reviews, most recently the Irving Plaza show in New York City. Echo and the Bunnymen put on a very good show there, and tonight they're playing the Big Easy in Boise, touring in support of Siberia. Here's one more now from the new album. This is called What If We Are.
Maybe I'm not the world. Maybe I'm not the stars. Maybe I'm not the girl. What if you are? Maybe I'm not the boy. Maybe I'm not the man. Maybe I'm not the one. But what if I am? Yeah, what if I am? Then it's love, yes it's love, like it could be. It's love, yes it's love, like it should be. Maybe the dream is only a wish. Not what it seems. So what if it is? Maybe it doesn't fly on the wings of a dove. Maybe it's just a lie. What if it's love? Yeah, what if it's love? Then it's love. Yes, it's love. Like it could be. It's love. Yes, it's love. Like it should be. Is it love? Yes, it's love. Like it could be. It's love. Yes, it's love. Like it should be. Cause I know I'm alive. Cause I know I'm not dead. And I know I'm alive. Cause I know I'm not dead. Rock bottom. Maybe you're not the world. Maybe you're not the stars. Maybe you're not the girl. What if you are? Maybe I'm not the boy. Maybe I'm not the man. Maybe I'm not the one. What if I am? Yeah, what if I am? Then it's love, yes it's love, like it could be. It's love, yes it's love, like it should be. Is it love, yes it's love, like it could be. Love, yes it's love, like it should be. It's a normal life, it's a normal night dead. It's love, yes it's love, like it could be. Love, yes it's love, like it should be. It's love, yes it's love, like it could be. Love, it's love like it should be. Yeah. Hey, have a hit rock bottom. Have a hit rock bottom. Tell me, hey, how to hit rock bottom. How to hit rock bottom. Tell me, hey, have a hit rock bottom. Have a hit rock bottom. Tell me, hey, have we hit rock bottom. Have we hit rock bottom. Tell me, hey, how to hit rock bottom. How to hit rock bottom. Tell me, hey, have a hit rock bottom. Have a hit rock bottom. Tell me, hey.
Treasures for
music from PJ Harvey closes out the second set today from Aha Her, going back to last year, the tune You Come Through. That follows the last of three from Echo and the Bunnymen. They're playing tonight in Boise at the Big Easy. We heard the tune What If We Are, the way Siberia, their latest, closes out. You're in-house, and of course you can let us know what you think or whatever. Criticism, anything, really. The in-house email address, inhouseradio@gmail.com. Stick with us when we come back. It's music from a band called the Arctic Monkeys. Back now, and if you've not yet heard of the Arctic Monkeys, you will soon. They've already been anointed the next big thing out of the UK, despite not having a full-length release out, or even really an EP for that matter. But they did recently play their very first shows in the US, some select California dates, and have a full-length due out in 2006. They're all very young. In fact, I think they're all under 21, as some things were being said about them playing clubs they couldn't get into. But nevertheless, these are the Arctic Monkeys from Sheffield, England. This tune called From the Ritz to the Rubble.
Last night these two bouncers, and one of them's alright, the other one's a scary, and his way or no way, totalitarian. He's got no time for you, looking or breathing, how he don't want you to. So step out the queue, he makes examples of you, and there's no you can say. The hand to go through to the bit where you play, and you realise then that it's finally the time to walk back past 10,000 eyes in the line, and you can swap jumpers and make another move. It's still in your brain, you've got something to prove to all the smirking faces and the boys in black. Why can't he be pleasant? Why can't he have a laugh? He's got his hand in your chest, he wants to give you a duff. Well, secretly, I think they want it all to kick off. They want horse flying everywhere and bottles as well. It's just something to talk about, a story to tell you. Talked about it made so much sense, but now the haze has ascended, it don't make no sense anymore. Last night what we talked about, it made so much sense, but now the haze has ascended, it don't make no sense anymore. We'll be right back.
Hate It When Our Friends Become Successful. It's music from Morrissey going back to Your Arsenal. He's got a new album due out in 2006. And also the Arctic Monkeys, From the Ritz to the Rebel. Speaking of bands with new albums, their debut album actually will be out early in 2006. And again, the band hailing from Sheffield in England. This is Coco Rosie.
So you quote, love unquote me. Well, stranger things have come to be. But let's agree to disagree. 'Cause I don't believe you. I don't believe you. You tell me I'm not truth or falsity is moot, 'cause honesty's not your strong suit. And I don't believe you. I don't believe you. You tell me of what once was, and all about Buck, Butch, and Buzz, how they were not like me because. But I don't believe you. I don't believe you. I had a dream and you were in it. The blue of your eyes was infinite. You seemed to be in love with me, which isn't very realistic. You may sing me they were you, and I start crying halfway through, but nothing you say is true. So I don't believe you. I don't believe you. You may set your charm on stun and say I'm delightful and fun, but you say that to everyone. Well, I don't believe you. I don't believe you. So you're brilliant, gorgeous, and ampersand after ampersand. You think I just don't understand.
Music from the Magnetic Fields closing us out today. I Don't Believe You from last year's I release. And Coco Rosie, a band made up of two sisters right before Noah's Ark, is the title track from their 2005 release. That's going to close out another edition of In House. Underwriting support for the show comes from Portneuf Valley Brewing, injecting new life into Pocatello's historic warehouse district. It's the easiest place to get away at 615 South First Avenue here in Pocatello. The show's an independent production produced at the studios of KISU. My name is Jeremy Peterson. Join me same time, same house tomorrow. The world is next.